You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. How much time do I have, W squared? Oh, okay, that's enough time. All right, well, listen, we've talked about what submarkets that I have thought have been brickle its way, been editorializing for all of August, and now it's September, so it's time to give the final answer. And so we've talked about Coconut Grove, we talked about Doral, we talked about downtown Fort Lauderdale, we've talked Edgewater, Wynwood, which is where Carlos Rosso is placing all of his, not all of it, but a significant bet, and I kind of agree with him on that, and Little River, Little Haiti. I think those are the areas that we talked about. Well, here's the answer. The answer is Brickell itself, because Brickell is reinventing itself and going to come back in a completely different way than it has been over the past few years. Because of what's been going on, it's been tough to get in and out of Brickell over the last few months, so I don't go in as often. And when I do, it's absolutely amazing the changes that are taking place. Brickell is growing a floor a week on each one of these buildings, and it is racing to the sky. Projects like the SLS Brickell, Brickell City Center. I'm just going in my mind's eye and looking at all the cranes. Harvey Hernandez's deals are going up. So Brickell continues to grow and go, and there is a variety of developers there, which I believe will add to the fact of Brickell remaining healthy for some time to come. And you've heard me talk about it on the show here many times now about what I see as the future of the city-states of Miami. And Brickell is poised to become the strongest of all of them because it's the only one that's got a diversified, integrated commercial and residential community. It's got the Three Publixes. Soon it's going to have, Brickell City Center. Brickell City Center that's going to add all that extra retail, a full shopping center. You've got tens of thousands of residents that live there now, more coming. They're all high net worth people. The shopping, the social, the business, it's all coming together, and it's in the area that the young people, the millennials, love because they don't need a car. You don't need a car. I did Mary Brickell Village. It was the first deal. It was the last cycle. It was the only one. It's on top of Mary Brickell Village. It's getting finished only just now. Why is that such a great location? My gosh, you can go downstairs and work out. You can go to food. You can walk to the train. You can walk to the people mover. That means you don't need a car to go food shopping or durable goods shopping. And oh, by the way, with the advent of the internet, some people don't go shopping at all. They just do it on their computer. So I think that Brickell Avenue is shaping up to be the next Brickell. It is reinventing itself. So yeah, a little bit of a crazy out of there answer, but I think it's the true answer. So Carlos, when I see you the next time, we'll have some wine. We'll be on top of Brickell of Icon Biscayne Bay. I'll be interviewing you. And one of the questions I'm going to pose to you is just what I said. What do you think about the concept of the new Brickell being the reinvented Brickell? Because to me, that's the real answer. That's what's driving growth. Yeah, all the green space and all the green fields and all the chances to do it right the first time are up on Edgewater. But Brickell is reinventing itself and becoming something new, something exciting, something that everybody I know wants to become a part of. Wonder Woman, how much time do I have left? Okay. So that's the end game for me. I've been doing deals in all of those markets. I've done two deals up in Edgewater where I sold residential land. I'm working on a couple more right now. They will make. Another friend of mine up in the Edgewater area is getting ready to take down a big piece of land at a big price. And then I'm working on all kinds of things in the CBD on the north side of the river. And I did the AIG Zom deal on the south side right across the street from the Brickell City Center. So you can tell that I'm in tune. I've been doing deals in these markets. I can't tell you where we're looking for the future sites, but I can tell you that if you follow the things I've been saying on the show, it might become pretty evident. All right. I want to take some time out today, a little bit longer on the close. I want to thank my friends at South Florida Business and Wealth for including us as part of their media relationships. You can read my column in the current edition of South Florida Business and Wealth. You can get it online at www.sfbwmag.com. SouthFloridaBusinessandWealth.com. I want to thank, of course, South Florida Business and Wealth. I want to thank our sponsors, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Marlins and the Miami Dolphins, Lawrence Kids, Brewster Kell, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, where I'll be broadcasting live next week from the studios of WRUF. My God, it's my dream, and now I do it once a year. I want to go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our communities. We've got Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, YouTube. As soon as Johnny 305 can get over and show me how to load up all my stuff, we'll do some new YouTube stuff. It's going to be awesome. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com, in the next couple of days, depending on when Wonder Woman gets it to me to post. Now, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We're on 880 a.m. next Thursday. Again, we'll be broadcasting live from the University of Florida and WRUF. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now, everybody, go out there and make it happen. Dolphin season starts Sunday. High five.